What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. Let's get in this emotional elevator and go to another floor. So, have you ever felt like you've outgrown your old life and you haven't fully grounded yourself in your new one? What floor would that be for you? So that is what tonight's topic is all about on Emotional Elevator with me, Sandy Bird, the host. When you outgrow your old life, have you ever felt like you've outgrown your old life and you haven't fully grounded yourself in the new one? In this episode, I will speak to the in-between, the space where transformation is happening and clarity hasn't fully arrived. This is where many of us feel uncertain, disconnected, or even question who we are. But this space is not where you go backward. It's where you lean to stand in who you're becoming. I will help you understand that this identity gap is not something to fix. It's something to honor. You are recalibrating, you are redefining, you are becoming who you are when you're no longer who you used to be. One of the words in there that I want to highlight, and it was something today that I spoke on with somebody, is this word fix. We're fixated with the word fix. And that's why saying this, it's not about fixing a part of us, it's we're growing and expanding on who we are as an individual. And that's why it's about redefining and recalibrating who you're becoming and honoring that. Because it's not like we're saying, oh, there's a part of me I definitely want to disconnect from. No, there's a part of me I want to just redefine. And that's what this space is all about. And first, what I kind of want to get into is think about all the times in your life where you've gone through changes and you just went with the flow. So if you're a woman and you've had children, let's start there, and you're the only one in your friend group that had children, and all of a sudden you make these promises, hey, every Friday night, I'm going to continue to go out with the girls and party hard and do all this. And then it becomes maybe every other Friday night. And then you're like, not this Friday night, I'm going to stay. And then you finally go out and you just feel that this isn't for me anymore. I can't hang like that. Usually that's the word. I can't hang like this anymore. Well, that's what this is about. There's parts of our lives that we are meant to outgrow. And sometimes we want to hold on to that part that we're outgrowing because we're afraid of it. And it's not like that word fix. We're not trying to fix. We're just trying to redefine. We're trying to elevate, which is what my podcast is all about. It's about elevating to that next floor, realizing that the woe is me or the what ifs is going to be no longer part of my vocabulary. Because when you start growing and transforming, the what ifs come in and they come in hard. Well, what if this happens? Or what if that happens? And you start sometimes pedaling backwards. And it's that side of it that we get uncertain. And we're like, oh, well, why am I making this change? And then we kind of go into that phase of, because this is for the better good of me. We talk all in society about what's the better good of for society. We hear that from our politicians, our presidents, our preachers, everyone. But do we say it to ourselves? What is the best version of me? And what parts of me am I ready to just shed? And what parts of me am I ready to invite in? And this is a big lesson that has been with all my clients. And one of the biggest lessons, and I learned this because one thing I can tell you as a coach is you attract what you most want to work on within yourself. And if you're a coach out there and you're listening to me, I want you to sit there and ask yourself, how many times have I coached somebody and gotten the aha, as they're coming up with their solutions and you're going, oh my gosh, like I just coached them on something I need to work on. See, as a coach, haven't figured it all out, but there's parts of me that I've outgrown. Was it easy? No. My clients, do a lot of them say, gosh, this really isn't easy. But then when they get to the other side, they're like going, gosh, I didn't know what it was going to feel like. I was uncertain. But it's realigning themselves. It's when you get a diagnosis of something in your life, if you're ill or something, you gather all the knowledge. Sometimes you disassociate with and go, well, that's not me. But then all of a sudden you get this diagnosis and you're like, okay, what can I do? Do I need to change my diet? Oh, ooh, I'm not sure. I can't give up. I can't give up this. I can't give up that. And then all of a sudden a doctor says, oh, I'm not telling you to give up everything. I'm telling you just redefine it. Cut back on this. Maybe introduce this. And you're ready to go, okay, because this is going to better me. But when it comes to something like people pleasing, because this has always been a big thing that's attracted people to me, and clients have been attracted to me, is because I always say I'm in recovery of people pleasing. And what became the biggest thing for myself and my clients is learning that it wasn't going to be easy. And yes, there was a part of me that needed that side, needed that comfort, needed that camaraderie. But then when I realized, no, I don't need that. And that's what working with my clients is so profound about, is understanding that there's parts of us that we are starting to outgrow, and how can we invite in that newness or that new part of us when we're unsure of it? See, I could sit here and talk to you about, when you outgrow your job and you want to go get a new one, or you outgrow your position and you get a promotion. Let's say it's a job and you want to go to a new job. And one of the things you go is, oh, I like everybody I work with. I just don't like the job, but I like everybody I work with. So maybe I should stay because I'm comfortable. But then you're like, but I'm not expanding who I am. And you go to that new job and then you start liking other people. See, that's something that we can see and feel and understand. But how about when it's something that is something that's a part of your identity that you want to let go and you're unsure of it? Maybe it's something you've been questioning your whole life of belief. And now you're stepping into it that, wow, I am worthy of that. I can obtain that. I can do that. And yet the old part of you was still there going, are you sure? Well, what if it doesn't work out? What if you're wrong? And then sometimes what we do is we take that step back. And it's about gathering up evidence of times where maybe it can be external, a job, a relationship that you valued, that those friendships that were your single friends or your married friends and nobody had kids and you had a kid and then you wanted to continue on that path and then you realize I can't. So that's where you can step in to this newness within yourself and have evidence. And it's external evidence, but it's proof, because sometimes there's proof in the package, good saying, but sometimes our mind or subconscious needs proof. It needs that validation. And it's not external validation, it's internal validation. Where you're, oh yeah, I remember that. Wow. And when I did this, I met these wonderful moms that we went out during the day and we did all these neat things. And wow. So I can do this. I can let go of this false sense of security. Because that's what this topic is all about, is that we outgrow versions of ourselves. And sometimes we're holding on. And if you're watching me, I'm just holding on. You're gripping on to that rope going, oh, I can't let it go. And you're in that tug of war of old me, new me, old me, new me. And you're like, but I'm uncomfortable with old me, but I don't know what the new me is going to feel like. And you're not broken. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. There's nothing that needs to be healed. You're evolving and you're realigning with this new version of yourself. And that's why this topic is so important, is we are meant to outgrow things in life. Look at us. Maybe you sucked your thumb as a baby. I don't ever think I did, but maybe you sucked your thumb as a baby. You outgrew that. Because just think, if I was 57 years old on this show, still sucking my thumb. But that's evidence for my brain, my subconscious, and my conscious mind to go, yeah, I outgrew that. And I know this is more so for women when we have our favorite pair of jeans and all of a sudden we outgrow them. And we're like, oh my God, we're devastated. Because of something physically in front of us. But now think about something you outgrew in yourself. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a toxic trait within you that was passed down from generation to generation. Maybe it's using your voice and speaking up about generational trauma in your family. And I'm not sure what my family will think if I start talking about that. Oh, I know now, you know, my mom went through a rape. I went through a rape. My daughter went through a rape. You know, all these things. And it's uncomfortable. But it brought light. It brought conversation. And it brings other people to say, I can do that uncomfortable thing too. So that's what this topic is all about, is we outgrow versions of ourselves and we're so quick to possibly change our outlook when it's something in front of us, something we can physically see. But when it's something internally, that's a feeling that we associate with, we struggle to let it go. Because of we've implanted it in us. But sometimes we need those external evidence to remind us for the internal, the things we've hold on to. Ooh, what happens if I do speak up? And that's what this topic is all about, and outgrowing parts of us. Outgrowing even external things is amazing. You know, I brought up the jobs. I brought up the relationships. Those are external, but sometimes it's our subconscious that reminds us of, remember when? And that was our best friend in fifth grade. And remember how such a good time we had and how miserable we were after. And then we hold on to things that no longer feed our soul or who we are. But anyway, it is almost time for our break. I was going to say our first break, our only break. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And I am a coach that works with people. And the reason they come to me is because there's something that they have outgrown. Or that they want to transition into, that they want to transform their life. And maybe they need to find that empowerment within. Or maybe they need to learn to forgive. and let go. And maybe they don't know who their authentic self is. These are all things, as a coach, I work with somebody. And to get on a call with me, it's free. A connection call is always free. And sometimes in those connection calls, something clicks and they go, you know what? I'm good for now. But if when I do need somebody, I'm going to reach out to you. And that is perfectly fine. But so I'm a transformational empowerment coach. I also am a corporate wellness facilitator where I use Legos. And even in my coaching now, I've incorporated Legos. I do it with couples as well. But it's just getting back to who you want to be. And how can you find Sandy Berg? Well, if you just tuned in on some iTunes station, I'm Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, not as in that bird, but Bird, B-Y-R-D, .com, on all social media. But if you are watching or listening to me, if you're listening to me on Apple iTunes, please give me a 5-star review. Help me get the word out, because I know somebody out there is thinking and contemplating the what ifs right now, because they're going through a growth phase in their life. So let's go to our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm talking about outgrowing yourself or outgrowing seasons of life. How about that? And in the first part of the show, I talked all about we are growing and expanding on who we are as individuals. And what I was trying to kind of get a point of is sometimes our subconscious needs physical evidence or evidence in our life when we're shedding a part of us. Maybe it's a false belief. Maybe it's a part of us that we're no longer associated with. And we want to let that go. And we need something to convince our subconscious that it's okay to let it go. And I gave physical examples of like the friendships that sometimes we let go, and even things that we outgrew. Life, we're supposed to evolve and expand our knowledge and ourselves. And sometimes we have traits that we're starting to let go. And it can be exciting when you first say no, when you've always been the person that's like, yeah, and now you're ready to start saying no. It can be exciting to say, no, I'm not doing this. But then a part of you is like, well, the what ifs come in. And that's what this growth is about, is it's always exciting when there's a trait or a false belief or a false thought that you have. And I brought up worthiness, that you're excited because you're like, wow, I know I can do this. I know I can accomplish this. Or I know I don't need external validation. I can validate myself. And then all of a sudden, well, what if? What if? What if comes in? And it's just embracing it. It's not acknowledging it. It's also if you take that step where maybe you do need that, it's okay. Because there is a part of you that is part of the past that was that strong, resilient person that got lit up from maybe external validation. Because that is another big topic working with clients, is I want everyone to see this evolution in myself. I can tell you that's why that was a big topic with me coaching, is when everyone, you know, kind of goes through that and they want everyone to acknowledge that they're growing and expanding and realigning themselves. And then it's like, wait a minute, but that's the part of me I wanted to let go. Okay, so let's work on this. What can you do to validate yourself? Or what can you do to bring those feelings into you? And one of the biggest tools that I always use with all my clients, and many coaches out there say, stand in front of a mirror. Have that conversation with yourself. If it's saying no for the first time, have the conversation with yourself. Get those feelings out. If it's proving that you're worthy, or if it's a false belief that you have, people pleasing, or anything like that, that you're ready to, you've outgrown and let go, have that conversation with yourself in that mirror. Because the only person that's really going to subconsciously change is yourself. And like I said, there's a lot of physical evidence you can bring in, but talking to that past self, because that past self that you might be outgrowing got you to where you are, and you need to celebrate them, and you need to celebrate yourself. So if it is maybe an insecurity or a lack of confidence you have within yourself, having that and saying, you know what? That lack of confidence, blah, 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 blah. Speak to the truth, but invite in where the confidence comes, where this new growth comes from, where the confidence comes from. And it's giving yourself a voice. It's bringing in acknowledgement to yourself. Because growth is what we are supposed to continue to do. And as we do, you invite in new sense of beliefs, new sense of values, especially when you feel like you have just lived a life in the shadow of your parents or society or your religious belief, and then all of a sudden you're questioning something. Well, maybe that community, maybe your parents, maybe that religion kept you safe and gave you a sense of security. And now you're willing to outgrow it and go, you know what? I'm excited to question this, but I'm also scared. Because what if the answer is something that excites me, or that's something that makes me even go deeper? Because that's what we're supposed to do in life. We're supposed to really start getting our own sense of self. And that's what this is more about, is your own sense of self, is becoming who you are and who you want to become. And there's nothing wrong with the person you were. That's the whole point of this. It's seeing what part you might want to let go and what part you want to keep. And maybe someone out there is listening or watching the show that's going, you know what? I'm great just the way I am. Well, that is great. Because then you have done work. And go back and look at that work. So I would love for you to just take a moment and think about a time in your life where you've outgrown something. And was it easy? Did what ifs come forward? And what are you willing to now start growing into? And what steps do you need to take to grow into that new sense of self, new realization? Because we're all supposed to challenge ourselves with growth. And we all have a sense of an old life and a new life. And when you are growing into that new life, sometimes it can feel unbalanced, a little bit steady, a little bit rocky. I'm not sure. But welcome both sides of that in yourself. Because you're not going backwards. You're just right now possibly testing waters. But anyway, what part of you no longer serves you? And like I said before the break, if you're listening to me on Apple iTunes, give me a 5-star review. Pass this along to somebody who you know is challenged, is going through a growth within themselves. And it's okay for them to feel this. And maybe they need some evidence. Maybe it's external evidence that they need to prove to their subconscious that growth is what is part of life. So again, I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and that's spelled Sandy, SandeeByrd. I am a coach, a one-on-one coach. I'm also a corporate coach, and I'm a corporate wellness facilitator where I invite in Lego Serious Play and the three P's, which is promoting powerful positivity with a penny, a pencil, and a post-it. And getting on a call with me, if there's something that resonated with you on this show, you can get on a call with me. They're always free. Connection calls are always free. And maybe there's a part of you that you're ready to expand. Maybe you're ready to realign in a certain area of your life that we can work together. Maybe it is finding who your authentic self is. Maybe it's learning how to thrive through that forgiveness. Because that's a big one too, is when we've gone through trauma, is forgiving ourselves. That can be uneasy. And when you start to learn to forgive yourself, because maybe you can't forgive the other person, you're expanding who you are. So again, I am Sandy Bird, SandeeByrd. You can find me on all social media. You can reach out to me and stay tuned to next week. And thank you for joining me tonight and have a great evening. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.